Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Great good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Thursday, December 18, 1 week before Christmas, year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it is 9:09 and change. This is the Bob Cadaro Show, and I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group, like James Clark, Factoryville, Joseph Labonich, Dixon City, James Graham, Taylor, Mary Yakeley, Forest City, Frank Ardo, Durier, and Barry Reynolds, Danville. Veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, our amazing, our irreplaceable founding fathers, that government would not be, is not, and should not be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things. But the government is nothing more than the necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it, because we're free to ignore it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cadaro Show, well, it will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all for the balance of this morning. But it's our duty. We take it seriously, and we deliver. 570-883-0098. So, I did not see Trump's speech last night. I really like him. He's funny. He's following the right policies. He occasionally goes overboard. He's the right president at the right time, though. But I'm not a big fan of his speeches. So we were in the middle of things, and we have these two dogs and all this. So I just didn't turn it on. It was 9 o'clock, and I was told now by Trump fans, but they're skeptical people. But they said it wasn't great. It was rushed. He should have, if he only had 20 minutes, he shouldn't have done it. Da, da, da. I heard parts of it. It was fine. It was fine. It was Trumpian. But yeah, I mean, he basically said, here's our deal. And we've got all this going on. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it great? I don't know that that's the message that people want. A lot of people are hearing, and we talk about how horrible the media is all the time. A lot of people, because of their media sources in particular, are hearing nothing but negativity about their lives, about the economy, about the country. There's all these tragedies happening, which get relentless focus. And so we're not optimistic for ourselves or for the country. And Trump's natural tendency is to cheerlead and to brag. And sometimes that's not the ingredients people want because they're not feeling it. And frankly, the Biden administration tried the same thing. Instead of trying to say, hey, we feel your pain, the old Bill Clinton line, they tried to say, oh, no, things are great. You're just not getting it. Now, that's left-wing liberal bullspit. That's their attitude, because everything's always great for them when they're in charge. Everything's always a little less great for Americans when they're in charge. So there is a natural disconnect, but Trump, he's a classic American in many senses. He believes anything is achievable. But sometimes that's not what people want to hear. Now we'll see the reactions, which will take several days, but, I think he's got a cheerlead, but I think he has to say often and continually as he goes out on the road next year, we know you're not feeling great. Many of you, here's what we're doing to make things better and to keep pounding on that. If you remember reading your history, nobody remembers the Great Depression, but if you remember your history, FDR became a great president in the public mind because he told them, here's what I'm doing for you. Here's the actions we're taking. None of them worked. The New Deal was a bust. And he's even defied history in that regard. Right? The truth is, everything he did, except for helping individuals, did not get us out of the Great Depression. In fact, we went into a dip in 1937 that was devastating. As bad or worse than the initial economic collapse. His policies failed utterly. Getting ready for war, which was probably the best part of his leadership and presidency, getting ready for war, mobilizing, that brought the economy back. World War II saved us, not the New Deal. So, and sadly for that regard, people started thinking, well, the government can fix things. Well, no, they can't. They failed utterly in the 30s. So here's the deal. Whether they're right or wrong, because I tell you about this often, there's a poll that was taken about 2 weeks ago. And people actually, 58% of the people actually thought gas prices went up. They thought they went up. See, this is the media intelligentsia establishment narrative depressing and defeating reality. So you just have to be ready for that. You have to be ready for that. And we've got to overcome it. And it doesn't matter if it's fair. It doesn't matter if it's correct. You're not going to overcome people's perception. You're going to have to play to it. And that's what Republicans are going to have to do. Now, one of the trolls says prices are still going up. The coffee I buy at Wegmans went up from $9.99 to $11.99. But the truth and reality is, if you've got a couple of items going up, like beef and coffee, it matters. But much of it is not within the president's control. I've told you about meat. The herds were cut back during the Biden administration when ranchers said, my God, my cows are farting and destroying the earth. I've got to cut back the herd because they're gonna do it for me if I don't do it. And there's weather events and all that kind of thing related to coffee. Somebody says, but he lies and says prices are down. When the GDP is up 3.4%, he should be straight with the American people firstly. I agree. He exaggerates. Prices aren't down. They're increasing more slowly. That's a big difference. Some prices are down. But don't tell people what is not in their perception, even if they're wrong. That's important. Somebody said, Bob, everyone knows President Joe Biden was a total disaster. I hope so. President Trump's problem is he's much too temperamental. He drags his approval ratings down and the entire Republican Party with his, this silly thing where he dropped manure on protesters and makes statements like did over the Reiner murder tragedy. He must be more professional and think before he talks and posts, or the midterms will be a total disaster. Then the whole country will be doomed. Exactly. Exactly. Now, the troll says, go buy a sheet of plywood. Troll, you're an idiot. You've proven you're an idiot, and I apologize for that, but you are. You will look for any item where the price goes up to try to make a point, but you didn't care when Biden was in, when his actual policies caused the price increases. Not when they lied and said that the tariffs increased prices or caused inflation. That was a lie. You like to believe lies. You're stupid. Seriously. You're seriously stupid. And I don't know why you decide to be that. It's really remarkable. So you've got the trolls of the world lying and living on lies, and that's the media. So you've got to say, hey, these are the ground rules. This is what is. This is what I can't change. I'm going to work with that perception. I'm going to keep doing the right things, which they are. And everything will be better. Short version. During the Biden administration, the typical median family household lost $30-some-hundred in buying power. Under Trump, in just 11 months, they've picked up $1,200 of that $30-some-hundred. So for Trump, don't pretend like you've caught us up completely. Don't pretend prices are dropping. They're increasing more slowly. Yeah, eggs are dropping and some other things. Gasoline is dropping, but they don't feel it yet. So don't fight the perception. You can't deal with idiots. You can't deal with liars. But the real people who aren't paying that close attention, that's the marketplace where your ideas have to penetrate. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Murph says that's Christmas Eve in Sarajevo from 1996. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. And of course, before that, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution abolishing slavery, 1865 this date. It was declared to be in effect by Secretary of State William Seward. Seward was the guy, if you remember, he survived an assassination attempt on the same night that President Abraham Lincoln was killed. And if you remember the name, Seward's Folly, which was the purchase of Alaska, was one of his initiatives. Bob Cadaro back on WILK. And yeah, we're ready for action here today. But today's garbage day in the hill section, my hill section of Northeast Pennsylvania. I've got my Dunmore DPW shirt on, but my Scranton guys picked it up today. We're clean and dandy and fine and ready to fight another week. Thank your DPW guys. They get it done every day. And man, you know it's heavy, heavy lifting during the holiday season. We love it. We love it. Thank you for all the DPW workers throughout Northeast Pennsylvania who do it every day of the week. And when there's a holiday, they've got to do it all in 4 days. Cold, dark, rain. they get it done. Somebody texted in, President Trump should be at 56% approval. His main problem, he can't control his emotions when someone disparages him. President Trump needs a tougher chin, Bob. Like you do when they attack your past mistakes, take it with a grain of salt and move on. I agree. Somebody says, in April 2023, I was paying anywhere between $3.89 and $4.09 a gallon for gas in Covington Township. Today, it's $2.99 at Bill's. These people are willfully blind. And I buy at least 50 gallons of gas a week as I'm a landscaper. Do the math. Yup. It's craziness. And the troll, this particular troll, they'll text during the whole show with any tidbit that could defend their stupidity. I don't get it. I mean, they're actually spending time being stupid. Like, they're devoted to stupidity. And there's a lot of people like that. I don't get it. Because you hate Trump, you hate Republicans. I don't get it. I really don't understand it. You're devoted to the stupid Democrat Party? I'm not understanding. Where does this come from? Right now, no matter what, the fact is, the Democrat Party, every single policy they pursue is wrong for the country and harmful to people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Mr. Paul points out that our horrid mayor and she is a terrible, awful, awful mayor. Awful. There is not a DPW director or an assistant DPW director. So my guys who were taking care of business, oh, but there is an expensive consulting firm, which doesn't do anything, but it got renewed for 5 years by the three blind mice. Yeah. You can't make up how awful these people are. You really can't make it up. And that's why a lot of people don't believe you. They say, no, nobody can be willfully stupid. Nobody can be willfully harmful. Oh, yes, they can. Yes, they can. And so you look at it and say, what in God's name? So we haven't had anybody leading the DPW, but they're still getting the job done, my guys. Somebody says DPW are vastly more important than, say, a bank executive. A banker takes the day off, so what? DPW takes the day off, and look what happens. Amen. Amen. And it's sadly true. But no, I look at it and I say, how do these people, like, what's the process in their brains? Now, plenty of people, because government is so big at so many levels, plenty of people get something directly out of government. They may attribute that to the Democrat Party, and that keeps them blindly and foolishly loyal. But at some point, if you've gotten a political job, and I used to tell people this when I gave the jobs out, if I gave you the job, thank me, that's fine. But doing your job is number one, the ultimate thanks. And guess what? If you do your job properly, you never have to thank me or owe me again. Because you did it to help me. You did it to help the people. There's no reason you have to stay politically loyal to me. Yeah, but the ones that aren't getting anything? Crazy. Yeah, Mr. Ball pointing out also, our DPW in Scranton, no contract for over a year and counting. But, oh, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills. Yeah. That's the definition of an awful mayor. We'll take a break and be back. Veterans Tribute. This hour and every hour, this day and every day, dutifully and patriotically brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. My friend the Viking, who he's been all around the world. He said he was for an event at Marley's Mission at Aterra 519 last night. And he said it was amazing. He was blown away. Beautiful place. Everything was excellent. And thank God for John Basiliga. That's from the Viking. Enough said. And that's all of his places in Basiliga Hospitality. You will be wowed. James Nelson Clark. He was 82 when he passed November 23rd. He was from Factoryville. He was the widower of the late Barbara Lewis, who died in 2020. Born in Cortland, New York, he was a United States Air Force veteran. Prior to retirement, he was employed by Keystone College. James was a member of the Servant Church and the American Legion Post in Nicholson. Surviving are sons David of Clark Summit and Daniel of Baltimore. Daughters Rebecca Clark of Starucka and Melissa Rising of Tennessee. 8 grandchildren and other family members. A nice legacy for James Clark. Joseph Labanich, Dixon City. He died November 25th at the age of 94. Born in Dixon City, lifelong member of St. Mary's Orthodox Church in that town, where he served as a cantor for 35 years. Graduate of Dixon City High School, he served us for 4 years in the United States Air Force, 1950 to 1954. He later attended the University of Scranton, earning a bachelor's degree in psychology. After graduation from DU, he moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut, where he worked for Sikorsky Aircraft, traveling the world and instructing others in helicopter repair. This is a psychology major. He returned to the area in the 1970s and ventured into dairy farming, which he fondly described to his nieces and nephews as hard work with little profit. Joseph could truly be described as a Renaissance man. Oh, yes. His wide array of interests, including photography, home remodeling, pilot training, and various business ventures, reflected his curiosity and diverse talents. Through all of his pursuits, he maintained unwavering devotion to his family and his church. He survived by nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-nieces and nephews, and was preceded in death by five brothers. Joseph Labanich, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Mary, Did You Know, 1996. It brings tears to my eyes every time I hear that song. Bob Cadaro back. I'm wondering how much of the snow cover we're going to lose with this weather Jake just related to us. The rain in particular, but the warmth in any event. Hey, a board member at the Lackawanna pointed out to me that they just did a ribbon cutting. The Center for Technology Innovation. It's going to be awesome. It's this, it's this morning. I apologize. They're breaking. We've had President Jill Murray on before at Lackawanna College, but this is a big deal. A multi-million-dollar building that they're doing a ribbon cutting for. The Center for Technology Innovation at Lackawanna College. Big deal. Big deal. I promise you. Downtown Scranton, they're building it. Let's go to Barbara. She's been patient. She's from Courtdale. How are you, Barbara?
I'm just fine. I have a big problem. Remember what President Trump said on the day he signed natural gas? What did he say?
I don't know specifically what you're talking about, but you got a point
natural
to make.
Gas.
You have a point to make. Fire away. Tell us the point.
Okay, he said, drill, baby, drill.
Yes, okay.
Well, they're drilling. But you know where all that good natural gas is going and our oil? It's going to other places other than United States. We should be top priority. Never mind other countries. I got my fuel bill yesterday for natural gas. And it was $247. That's ridiculous.
For a month?
For a month. Never that high in my life. I know a lady, she has a person that has a disability. He has to have it warm. Her bill went up to $400 because they have to have it warm in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump said, drill, baby, drill. But drilling, they are. But it's going, they're taking it all down to Texas, and then they're shipping it overseas.
In some instances, they are, because we've got to supply Europe.
Why?
Well, because of everything going on with Ukraine and Russia. And we've got enough. I mean, you got to remember this. Let's step back just a minute. One of the most bountiful natural gas fields in the world is in New York State. New York State, because of their left-wing goofball idiots, will not allow. They won't even allow gas, natural gas hookups. Never mind going underneath the surface to bring up the most bountiful natural gas maybe in the country. So there's problem one regarding natural gas. Number two, prices are going to fluctuate, Barbara. There's not much we could do about that. The market's going to make those determinations.
No. You know who's making those determinations? The PUC.
Okay.
They should get rid of that PUC. They gave us a big hike this time. And in another couple of months, they're giving us another pay hike. Why? Pennsylvania has the biggest taxes there is. And I'll tell you, the governor we have, they should chase him. They should impeach him and get him out.
Well, he is not helping. That's for sure. I hate to say it.
But we have to do this. Now, Tuesday, we had a beautiful sunny day, didn't we? Nice and sunny, warm. But you looked up in the sky and you seen all those chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
The C-H-E-M, not the chemtrails.
I know what you're talking about, yes.
What do we have now coming? Rain. They say, oh, no. You know what? When World War II ended in 1945, we got all their German scientists that we could grab.
Barbara, we have to go, but finish up if you can.
Them people here. They started changing the weather. And don't say they didn't. They did.
I'm not arguing with you. Barbara, hang in there, my darling. Thanks for updating us on all of this. Nice. A lot of people suggested that to us. New Kid in Town by Alan Jackson. Jake found it, and he delivered. Nice. Let's go to Jim from Hazleton before the top of the hour. Jim, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Great. Merry Christmas.
It's your pal from Hazleton. Unfortunately, today I couldn't take you out of a lather like our last conversation.
I'm always in a lather. Come on. It always helps if you calm me down, pat me on the head.
I got a good one for you today. You're definitely going to get a chuckle out of this. I just don't know where to start. So I'm going to start with the Joe Biden sign. The least they could have did was put, and I'm not joking with this, his Uncle Bosie was actually killed during the war. They could have put him up there.
Yes.
And was actually from Scranton, not like Joe.
And Joe Biden said he was eaten by cannibals, so. Yeah.
Right. Well,
he should be on the sign.
Issue.
I would take him on the sign.
Well, that's at least, he was actually a war hero that was killed in the war.
Yep.
And should actually be celebrated as such. Not like his nephew, the scrappy kid from Scranton that was here for 3 days. I spent more time in Scranton living in Hazleton than he did his whole life.
No.
But that's a separate issue. Anyway, what I was saying was you're going to definitely get a chuckle of. I figured it out. So Joe Biden has $11 million by 2027. He's just got to get with Mayor Page, and get that building bought for his library, because he's not going to be able to have it anywhere else because he's not raising the money.
If the Lackawanna County Library System bookmobile is getting old and we want to replace it, we'll give Joe the old one.
Well, here's what I'm figuring. Nancy and Jason could do their part, because what they could do is you could do live broadcasts from there. They could set up a Kool-Aid stand to raise money for Joe's library, for his presidential library.
Yes.
I knew you would get a kick out of that. I figured, you know what I thought about that? I said, I got to call Bob.
I got to make
his day and get him to have a good laugh out of that.
You have me instantly calm, Jim.
I know. Right. We got to go out sometime and eat a couple pieces of pizza and maybe drink a beer one of these days.
Well, maybe, let's have the beer.
I was going to try to get up to see you, to meet you at that book signing, but unfortunately that day.
It was great.
Unfortunately, that day I drive trucks, so there's days I get home early, there's days I get home late, and that was a day that I just couldn't make it up there.
Well,
and I was kind of bummed because I was really looking forward to getting an opportunity to meet you.
Unlike me, Jim, you work for a living.
Well, you'll know it's me when I show up to you with a gallon of homemade Kool-Aid. You'll know it's me because you'll have to take that and give that to Nancy and Jason. That way they can drink that Kool-Aid and everything is good. The only problem is I'm not sure what color. Should it be orange for Trump derangement syndrome?
Should
it be blue for the Democrats? I'm not sure what color that it should be.
Well, Jim, they'd drink either one. But
yeah, I'm not sure what's politically correct the color of Kool-Aid.
But you got to spike it for me and you, okay?
A little SoCo. It's not necessarily the great spiking, but...
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jim. Pleasure.
I'm glad I could give you a laugh today. Thanks,
Steve. If I don't
Steve.
Talk to you, Merry Christmas.
Or Steve Bob.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And my Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 10:02. You know what that is? That means it's time for the news. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We've got the Weekend Warrior and more. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.